Blog Talk Radio.
Innocite frolic around the world on the air. Well, look at it, Stanley. Isn't that beautiful? Well, it's nice and shiny, but what is it? What is it? That's my license. License? What are you going to do? I'm a PP. Wait a minute. What'd you say? You got a pee? Where the toilet? No. I said I'm a PP. What's a PP? A problematic plumber. A who? A problematic plumber. Do you realize that there's an epidemic of wardism going around in this town? Ward? Who? What? What ward? Well, because people eat the wrong food, when they go to the bathroom, they clog up the toilet. That's where I come in. I'm armed with PP and a plunger. That's a triple P. That's right. Triple P. PP. But gee, I hope you get to go. Will you cut that out? Now, I set up an ad in the paper, see? Some fella donated it for free. Now, let me see here. Here it is. Do you have a wad? Do you have a ward problem? Has your wife threatened to leave you because you're waddy and it won't go down? Don't fear. PP is here. Well, I'll tell you, Ollie, if it works, it may be a solution to the world problems for the UN. Will you cut that out? Now here's my first call. Big Joe Ward on Benson Street. Now pick up that bag and come along, Stanley. Well, why do I have to carry the bag? You're the Ward. I mean, you're the PP. Now be a gentleman. Now let me do the talking. Here it is. Benson Street, 285. Who is it? It's PP. It's the ward salver. Will you cut that out? It's the plumber. It's about time. I had to put my boots on this morning. The water's up to my ass. I mean, up to my tuchus.
Yeah.
Well, come on in. Gee, what a mess. Don't you worry, sir. You see this plunger? It's specially devised to carry on warding. Warding, what a... Never mind the fancy words. Get that water out of my toilet. I gotta go to the bathroom. Go ahead. This is my assistant, Stanley. He will now dewar. God, you. Ollie, I hate to tell you, but I think the dewater is provided. What are you idiots doing? You're getting water all over my living room. Where's your license? He's got it right there. Can't you see it, PP? Woo! What kind of morons are you? Woo!
Honey, what's going on here? Oh, my God, you're ruining my floor.
What are they doing? They're the dewaters.
De-who?
Dewaters.
Dewaters? Oh, no.
And inside. Now, like we always say, don't try any of this at home. See?
Please don't.
All right, inner sight and the dewater. The
dewater.
The plumber.
There you go.
Yeah, dewater. You know that's a real problem sometimes if certain toilets can't handle the water. You know.
Yeah, they can't handle also. When
the water
goes
all over the place.
Yeah, it does.
Especially in restrooms, you know, restaurants. And
yeah.
And you know where it's really bad? What happens in the library, see? And the wad gets stuck in there, and they don't know what to do, and they keep putting toilet paper down there and flushing it, and, you know, and all of a sudden, the water starts coming out into the foyer and onto the room where people are reading. All of a sudden, you know. What are they doing, Joe? Why is that water? why is that water creeping up on my feet? Joe said, well, they got to keep the library clean, you know. Get clean. Why is that water so brown? Woo! I don't know, but the last fellow who went in there looked kind of weird to me. Oh? Who was it? Some jerk named Gabriel. I don't know who he was. But he sure looked weird to see all those newspapers he had under his arm. What was he doing with all them papers? maybe he wants to make sure... the library hasn't run out of toilet tissue. You know, toilet newspapers won't work in the toilet. You put newspapers down there, forget it.
You're in big trouble after that.
Forget it. You'll have a wad out the door.
Or a snake you need to use to unclog the toilet.
Yeah. All right, inside we got a Groucho Marx clip. We're going to try to play that. Louis the Lip will be here later. And the search for Jimmy Dinigan goes on. Yeah. So we got a call during the week. By the way, 809 New York, Inner Sight Frolic. We got a call during the week of some guy who said he was Jimmy Dinigan. No, I don't believe them. You know.
Sorry,
but anyway, this is part of the call that Intersight got after we announced that we're looking for Jimmy Dinigan. We Googled him, but nothing came out of that. So anyway. Hello. This is the Intersight Hotline. Who am I talking to?
Emma Anakin.
Who?
Emma Anakin.
Emma Anakin? Wait a minute. Are you trying to say that you're Jimmy?
Emma Anakin. Over there in Brooklyn. Emma Anakin.
Well, let me ask you now, Jimmy. You remember Janie?
Oh, Janie, yeah. Me and Janie got married.
What? You married Janie?
Oh, yeah. Emma Anakin. No, her name is Mrs. Anakin. Her name is Mrs. Anakin.
What are you talking about? All right. Now, who was the principal in 138 when you were there? You remember the principal?
Oh, I remember Mr. Aimer.
Mr. Aimer. It wasn't Mr. Aimer. That was the vice principal. Who was the principal guy? You remember the guy who was always nervous and you had to go down to the basement and he would always lose his pills when you went down there? You know, and he said, "Where's my pills?" You know, and he got all flustered.
Oh, no, and Mr. Amy's partner. Yeah, I know Mr. Amy.
You don't know what you're talking about. I don't believe you're Jimmy Dinigan. Can you prove it?
I'm Jimmy Dinigan. I'm going to prove it. You remember that time when I came to school and I diarrhea? and Ms. Mark started yelling and it ran down my leg. It ran down my leg into my shoe, and everybody said, "Oh, what's that smell?"
Oh, get out of here! I don't remember that.
Now I go to the bathroom, and there's no toilet paper in the bathroom. You know, I stick my butt in the sink and wash it all out. And I fell in the sink and they were yelling and had to call the woman sewer crew to get me out of there. Will you cut that out?
Jimmy, you're not Jimmy Dinigan. Anyway, that was the call we got, you know, people trying to pretend they're Jimmy. We still don't know where Jimmy is, and we hope that he's all right and alive and well. And in the meantime, give me some of that honeymoon music in there, Ralphie Boy. like that. All I get is bills. Bills, bills, bills. Pretty sneaky of the gas company to send me a bill on a postcard. That's the only thing. Now, everybody knows what your gas bill was last month. I know what it was, 39 cents. Yeah, that's right. How'd you know? Oh, you know that lady on the sixth floor, Mrs. Schwartz? She puts all the postcards out so everybody can read them. Oh, yeah? Oh, by the way, Ralph, congratulations. You broke the old low-time gas bill of all time set by the Kider brothers in 1905. All I ever get is bills. Somebody at the door, Ralph. Yeah. Hello? Yeah, what do you want? Oh, are you Mr. Crandon? Yeah, I'm Crandon. Oh, my name is Carson. I'm an attorney, and I'm here to invite you to the reading of the will of Mrs. Monahan. Mrs. Monahan? Mary Monahan? Yes. Huh. The lady who I help on and off the bus all the time? The will? Poor lady like that, made out a will? Well, she wasn't exactly poor, you know. Oh, her estate is valued at $40 million. $40 million. How do you like that? $40 million! $40 million, Norton! Alice, I'm rich. I just inherited $40 million. Yeah. What happened? What do you mean what happened, Alice? They can't see you. You fainted. Man, you inherited $40 million. You fainted.
Oh, I better get those smelling salts.
$40 million. Rah! Rah! I'm rich. Ralph, now that you're getting into the big money, maybe you could buy some new clothes and lose weight. Oh, shut up. Yeah. Well, you could buy a scale anyway. $40 million. How do you like that? Well, you'll have to be there tomorrow, Mr. Crandon. 10 o'clock, the reading of the will. I'll be there. $40 million, Norton. Yeah, Ralphie boy there. Where are you going? I'm going down there with you to get the reading of the will. You don't think you're going with me now, do you? Well, sure. You need help to carry that money, $40 million. You can't walk around with that in your pocket. Hey, look at this. Here's the bag. Oh, yeah? You think that bag will hold $40 million? Why don't you go upstairs and cut up some newspaper and put it in there? I already did that, Ralph. The small detail, $40 million on. All right, since everybody's here, we'll have to read the will. And I, Mary Monahan, leave the sum of $1 to my nephew, who is shown himself to be a philanderer and a philanderist and a no-good, dirty bum. Hope you pick a winner with it, pal. So you're the bus driver, huh? Yeah. And now, may I continue with the reading of the will? Yes. To my good friend and associate and buddy for many, many years, my favorite bus driver, Mr. Ralph
crying. I'm rich. Dad, give me the money. I'm rich. Wait, please, Mr. Crandon, please, let me finish. To Mr. Crandon, who has been kind and courteous and caring all these years, I leave my fortune.
Fortune.
Please. And as the will says, you now have to take immediate possession. The biting buzzard. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Mr. Carson. You mean to tell me that this bird is the fortune? That's right. That was her fortune. Boom, 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 boom. Mr. Carson, am I to believe that this is the fortune? This bird? Yes. Hover, they both faint. The good thing Norton fainted on top of Ralph. With the other way around, it would have killed him. Woo! All right, that was the fortune that Ralph got. The bird and with no bird food. All right, in a sight. Oh, that reminds me of a story when I was growing up. The most annoying kid in the world. Every block had one. Every neighborhood had one, you know. And this kid, he was about, I guess, I don't know, 9 years old. You know, you ever see a nine-year-old kid? That's the worst age that there is. Always getting into trouble and doing stupid things. So anyway, this kid Marshall, his name was Marshall. I don't know why the hell they named him Marshall, but we used to tease, hey, Marshall, where's your badge? Put your badge on, Marshall. Who are you, Marshall Dillon? And if you said the wrong thing to this kid, the first thing you would go, that's how he cried. And we all hated it. It's the most annoying sound in the whole neighborhood when Marshall cried. So one day we decided we were gonna get even with Marshall, see. And we made up a story, told him, don't go down the corner, big monster down there. And we called it Kolachki. Marshall, there's a Kolachki down the corner. Don't go down there, he's gonna get you. And Marshall went running up the stairs. Ah! And his mother came out.
Marshall, what's the matter with you? My, the Kolachki's gonna get me.
And then she had to, this woman was kind of weird, you know. They lived all the way on the top floor. Her and her husband were always fighting. And in the summertime, you know, the windows are all open in this big apartment. You could hear them fighting, you know, arguing, you know. You know, it's so funny. Why did I ever marry you, you stupid? I told you.
don't put this. I told you, don't put the pin cushion by the condominium. Well, you wouldn't listen. Now you're going to have another one.
Shut up, you dirty no good.
Woo! And the windows were open. They would go on and on and on. And then he said to her, what the hell's the matter with you? Why do you put potatoes in the washing machine? And one day, she forgot the potatoes were in there, see? And she put the soap in there with the clothes. And I forget his name. The last name was Horn. I can't think of what his first name was, but and the potatoes were all going crazy in the washing machine. And the whole damn thing overflowed and went all over the place. The water was coming down the stairs. And Mrs. Safter came out and said, oh, my God, it's the end of the world. And these potatoes were rolling down the steps. And all the dogs in the neighborhood were coming over barking at the... They were all in front of the house. They wanted to get the potatoes. And Safter's out there, oh, my God, I knew I should have gone to Shiva. I should have gone to the synagogue, now the end of the world. Oh, my God. I'll never forget it, man. It was so damn funny. They had to call a plumber for the washing machine. She kept potatoes in the washing machine. Mrs. Horn, on the top floor.
She forgot
they were in there.
Uh-oh.
And then they started overflowing, and the potatoes, she lived on the fifth floor. Potatoes are rolling down five floors. Plump, 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 plump. And Horn's yelling, you stupid son of a bitch! And she's yelling back at him. And that's when Safter thought, it's the end of the world! Oh, man, the things that went on in that building, I tell you. Those were the good old days, man, in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah.
All right, in the site, we're going to do the philosopher. Anybody on the line?
No, I didn't see anybody. Hold on, let me take another look.
Yeah.
Just to be safe. No, it's just us.
All right, we'll take a little break. Let's play that. Put that Groucho Marx piece on.
Okay, hang on.
All right, Groucho Marx, one of the greatest that ever lived.
Well, I suppose you became a famous actress, and then you met somebody you liked and got married. Would you be willing to quit acting and be a housewife and a mother?
Well, I think if you keep your feet on the ground, you can combine both. That's what I would like to do.
Well, if you keep your feet on the ground, you'll never be a mother. See, there are three kinds of...
There are three kinds of singers, yes.
There's professional, amateur, and crane plumbing, you know.
The crane plumbers, I tell them to go back home. Yes.
Well, they usually have the best pipes of all, you know. You have a scientific bent, huh?
No.
Well, I would think so. Did you ever meet a fellow named, what was his name, Joe Sexauer?
You're pulling my leg.
No, I'd be glad to.
I used to model maternity clothes about a month ago.
You model what?
Maternity clothes.
Maternity clothes.
Well, anybody can model maternity clothes.
Well, he couldn't. John, are potatoes really fattening?
No, sir. It's what you put on in this fattening.
What do you mean?
Oh, butter, gravy, cheese. But if you put that on a... on a mattress, it'll fatten you, too.
That's one of the few things I've never had on a mattress.
I want you to lay down on the bed.
That's what I want you to do. Has over 60,000 commercial uses for ladies' apparel as well as industrial uses.
Well, name one specifically.
Well, automobiles couldn't run without felt. Aeroplanes couldn't run. The girls in California have that new look by this.
You mean the girls couldn't run without felt?
Well, I don't know, felt men run.
They have passengers.
Five passengers, yes.
And how many are in the crew?
67.
Did you go through the canal?
You mean you went out on a date? You took the old lady on?
Yes, indeed.
And what happened?
Well, silly question, right? You know, my children. What does a chaperone do? They just pile up with a good book?
No, they read the same thing as we did.
Do you have 10 kids, huh?
I'll drop by and we'll plan some things together.
Good,
it'll be real cozy, eh?
All right, now you're going to play You Bet Your Life for a chance. At the 2,500, you know, I won't be home late in the afternoon. I forgot.
You know, they need watering, you know, they have to take care of it.
They should be sulfur, too. And
yeah, well.
And fertilizer.
You mean taking roses out to a girl's house and fertilizing them? Well, is the oxygen business pretty profitable?
Well, sometimes it's almost too good. He's on 24-hour call, and...
He's on 24-hour call, and you've got 10 kids?
He gets home in between calls.
Imagine if he had a job around the house. Why is it when you're getting, when you're sitting in a chair... The barber will ask you a question, and just as you go to answer, he slaps a hot tail on your towel on your chest. What about this live model you
have? We could arrange for a live model present, too.
That'd be good, I think.
I could, we could find some clay for you and a sharpened stick. And after...
You give me a stick and that live model, and I'll do my own business. Who is the barbarian conqueror known as the Scourge of God? Scourge of God. S-C-O-U-R-G-E. Scourge. Scourge. Scourge of God. What's the difference? They don't know it anyhow. It's a real classy quiz show we have.
Well, Robinson Crusoe was shipwrecked on a desert island. And,
my kid told me that.
And when he got there, he met a man and became bosom friends with him. And then...
A man with a bosom friend?
He's a very good friend.
That's quite a trick. What are you saying on that island so long? There's a commercial going on now.
Oh, good. I wonder where.
Which gives you an opportunity to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
What do you say?
San Francisco.
San Francisco. The San Jacinto Monument. It says Huntington here.
The San Jacinto Monument is the tallest in the United States. How'd you get the baby?
Turned on the faucet and I came a little drip, I guess. I don't know.
That's the nicest description of motherhood that I've heard in years. What happened? How did you get to be a panhandle? Panhandle can also be a chambermaid, but in this case...
Uh-oh. Here it went. That was it. It stopped. I don't know why,
all right.
But it did.
Inner Sight and the great, great Groucho Marx. And if you ever saw any of their movies, they were so funny. The Marx Brothers and Night at the Opera, one of the funniest movies. And when they were Groucho and Chico were going over the contract, I remember one scene, and Groucho says to Chico, "Well, there's one thing we've got to have is a sanity clause." And Chico said, "Ah, no, you can't fool me. There's no such thing as a Santa Claus." You know, and it was so funny. You know, they were a riot, man. All right, Inner Sight. Louis the Lip supposed to be on. Where's Louis?
I don't see him, but let me take another look.
All right.
Okay.
We got the philosopher coming up. And
Louis's not on.
What else we got? Louis's not there?
No, not yet.
8:37 New York. Give me some philosopher music.
Okay,
on the scene.
Here we come.
Here we go. One more time, let it rip.
Hold on.
Hello there, folks. This is your disabled friendly philosopher. And did you hear the latest on the Donald Duck trial with Walt Disney? And the other conglomerate? Well, the trial had to be delayed because Donald Duck had to go south with his mother. Yeah. And he had to go where it was warm. That's it. And they couldn't have the trial. So the lawyer for the governor with the Sanchez, whatever his name is, and filed a complaint against Donald Duck. And Donald Duck lawyer filed a counter complaint. Would you cut that out? So the two lawyers are arguing in the court. In the meantime, Donald Duck is laughing. I tell you, it's going to make history. Never before has there ever been two lawyers being ducky in the corner. Will you stop that? Yeah. What happened with the... the Amazon. Well, they ought to go back to the forest. That's where they belong. Yeah, the Amazon. They stopped making the electric cars. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because some stupid idiot was working in the factory and he accidentally sat on an electric and got illuminated through his mind up in his brain. Yeah. So they had to stop making the electric cars because they said they were unsafe. Yeah. And now the guy's looking for a specialist who works on the rear end gluteus maximus, minimus, and minimus to de-electrify the electric charge that went up his hoses. Will you cut that out? The electric charge. And they couldn't put the seat in the car. Otherwise, that when the driver got in, he'd be electrified. So they had to stop making the electric car. What a bunch of morons. I could have told them that a long time ago. Look at all the money they wasted on that. What a bunch of idiots. This is your disabled-friendly philosopher with a word to the wise. Don't try any of this at home. All right. Woo! Yeah. I got a special request, and I want to honor it. Somebody wanted to hear the substitute dentist. Now, we've done this before, you know. Substitute dentist, see? But I don't think we ever did it with a Mack truck.
No, we haven't.
Will you cut that out? Now, with a Mack truck, see? Now, with any other smaller vehicle or bicycle or three-wheeler, you know, kid's bike, it's not guaranteed that it's going to work. But with a Mack truck, it can't miss.
Can't, no.
Yeah. So, now, don't try this at home. If you have a bad tooth, you know, and you want to go holistic, you don't believe in taking any of those painkillers. This might help. You know? So what you do is, see, you get a good strong string. Tie it onto your tooth, and go down to the sanitation department and ask them if you can borrow one of them big Mack trucks. Go down there. See, don't bring anybody with you because they're going to think you're nuts. But anyway, go down. And what are you, crazy? I can't let you have one of these trucks. Are you out of your mind? What are you going to do with it? What? Pull a tooth? Get out of here. Anyway, so what you do in that case is, hang around a big shopping center, see? And when the big mats come in, quick, have the tooth, the string around your tooth, quick and go and attach it to the back of the truck, see? Don't let nobody see you. Otherwise, you're in trouble.
That's right.
And then hold on for dear life. Guaranteed results. If you live through.
Boop, remember that?
Yeah. All right, in sight. And
Louis here.
Huh?
Louie's here.
Oh, Louie's called in?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, we got Louie the Lip on Inner Sight tonight. And some crazy stuff. Here he is.
Mm-hmm.
Louie Lip.
Da 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 da.
All right.
I'm right, Lou.
Yeah, Louie the Lip. Hey, Louie, let me ask you a question.
Hello, Suzanne.
Hey, Louie.
Hey, how
hey,
are you? Louie. You talk to the man over here.
Yeah. Make believe. I'm gonna make believe I'm a girl. See?
Yeah.
I got on these black stockings and long
oh,
dress.
Oh no, you're
and,
not.
A wig. And I'm gonna make believe I'm a girl, and you're gonna chase me around the block because you want kissy kissy. All right.
Louie, get away from me. Don't come near me. Don't come near me. I don't want, no.
Come on, you got to chase me. I'm running.
And why not?
Yeah, because my mother told me no, don't kiss any boys.
What'd she do? Tell you to kiss girls?
No!
Yeah, me kissing girls. Yeah, siree. You know.
Yeah, Louie kissed girls.
Yeah, Louie. Get away from me. I can
hey,
look faster than
don't,
you
don't,
anyway.
Don't be concerned. I go for Connie and Chrissy. That's what I go for.
My name is Connie.
And I'm Chrissy.
Yeah. All right. Get away from me, Louie. I'm going to call the police. Yeah. You're going to get in trouble.
Yep.
Yeah, so now when you went out the other night, you went over to Applegate, right?
Applebee's.
Applebee, whatever it is. Apple A, Apple B, I don't know, Apple C. Anyway, what'd you have to drink over there?
Sangria.
There you go.
Sangria? Wait a minute now. Did it have fruit in it?
Yup, I had two for the price of one.
Oh, there you go.
Two for the price of one. How much sangria did you drink?
Uh-oh.
Double glass.
Oh, a double glass.
Double glass.
All
right, and then now when after you drank the sangria, did you get up and do the Chinese mambo or what?
Chinese mambo.
That's in China.
That's in China.
Well, you must have thought you were in China after you drank
there
all that.
Uh huh.
No Chinese mambo.
Do a Ray Barretto, Viva El Watusi.
Oh, Ray Barretto, all right. Were they playing that over there in Applebee's?
Nah, wish they play, but they can't play.
Well, then you should have, the Chinese mambo would have been better.
It probably would have.
Yeah.
All right, so you drank all that, and were you able to walk?
Yeah, I walk. I hold steady. That's all.
And yeah, hold steady, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't drop.
I heard you laughing for your friendly philosopher. That would make me laugh, too.
Oh, you like that, huh?
Yeah, you do.
It's a good thing, thing you didn't have to drive. Who drove?
My brother, my sister, and my daddy.
Are they alternated?
Yeah, they drive,
They all drove? All right. You had a nice time?
Yeah. I wish you could come with me to Applebee's. I got to give you a cold drink.
Here you go.
Frank, what do you want, a cold soda or a cold soda?
No, I don't drink soda. I'll have some sparkling water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Pellegrino water.
That's good. And I'll get you some sangria.
Yeah, right. That's all I need is sangria.
It'll be walking,
I'll be flying high.
Exactly.
I'll be like Mrs. Safter in the hallway. Oh, my God. Frankalot is drunk. Oh, no, please. Frankalot. She used to call me Frankalot. What a maniac. Why are the potatoes rolling down the stairs? Why, Frankalot? I said, well, maybe God likes potatoes.
Yeah.
And she really
God
freaked
likes
out
potatoes.
When I said that.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Louie, let me ask you a question. Would you keep potatoes in a washing machine?
Maybe so.
Yeah, you put on the hot water, you could have boiled potatoes.
There you go.
Oh, man, what a nut. Anna, that was her name, Anna Horn.
Oh, I heard her.
Anna Horn.
Uh-huh.
With the potatoes in the washing machine. And so he says, Vi, what's the matter with you, you stupid? Put a couple of onion in there, we'll have dinner. Oh, man. I'll never forget it. It was so funny. I'm up on the top floor where I used to live.
Wow.
And we used to have Berkowitz used to live up there. And they were friends with Alan King, the famous comedian.
Oh, wow.
And Alan would come... Once a month, he'd come over and visit them. You know?
That sounds cool.
Then, hey, Louie, you still there? Louie?
I don't know.
Go ahead, keep talking.
Yeah, give
okay.
us a nice... We need a good song. Come on, give us a good... I gotta be me. Good. Whether I'm right...
What, a good song?
Yeah. Go ahead.
And they call it puppy love.
Oh, yeah.
It's a guess I never know. In young heart that really feels. And I love you so. I cry each night my tear for you. My tear only in vain. I hope and my pray will find me someday. You'll be back. You'll be back once again. Someone help me, help me. Help me find Connie and Chrissy. But I guess I'll never know. And I'm planning maybe I will tell them. This is not a puppy love.
You know what they say, if you marry on puppy's love, you'll live a dog's life.
There you go.
No, Bailey's in bad.
All right, in a sight. 8:54, New York, frolics around the world. By the way, the number here is 213-816-1650. And if anybody's listening and they don't like the show, just hang up or I'll punch you right in the mouth.
Surrounded, ready for. Big bad trouble. Hello?
Yeah, what is that?
I thought you cut off.
No. Something cut on. I don't know what it was.
Let it go, Frank. You know, you're on.
Yeah. All right. Inner Sight Frolics, I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Louis for calling in and acting a little stupid, as he usually does. Yeah. Hey, Louis, you going to come on next week?
Well, on Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I call you on a Friday.
Yeah, call us on Tuesday and promote the show for Friday.
I missed your phone call past Tuesday. No partner.
All right. Don't worry about it. All right, Inner Sight.
Suzanne, I love you. Have a good weekend.
You too, Lou. Love you too.
Thanks, Louie.
I'm very proud of you.
Oh, thank you. That was
Friday
sweet.
Friday night frolics.
Yeah. Hope you had some crazy fun. We forgot to do all the commercials, but
that's
okay.
We'll do them again on Monday.
Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004. Kennedy Realty, all our friends, thank you. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. All right. I don't know how I forgot all the commercials, but we were having so much fun, I guess.
We were.
That, you know, we just completely lost our minds.
That's the truth.
On the Inner Sight Frolic.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anybody like to be on the show, drop us a line or call the Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. You can send us an email, InnerSight1620@gmail.com. Yes, I can read my email, and I learned how to read my voicemails, too.
Cool.
All right, Inner Sight. Hope you had a little whacked-up fun. And as we said, don't try any of this at home.
I wonder why.
especially the one where you sit on an electrified cushion.
Oh, geez.
Because it's hard to find a rear-end expert. You know, they don't know about electrified stuff. They only know about hemorrhoids. All right, Inner Sight. Thank you so much. Be with you Monday, man of glad. Goodbye, world, Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.